Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year, Shpilu Nishmas, my Zaydi, whose Yortzeit is today, Rev Shmuel Pinchas ben Rev Yaakov, Tzvili Nishmasai. Yuma Yud Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara says that it's Pashut, that if a psul transpired for the Kohen Gadol, and you want to bring in the relief, the backup, the substitute Kohen Gadol, so you're Mechanichim, you inaugurate him for the Avoda with the Talmud Shel Shachar. But if there was a psul that happened after the Talmud Shel Shachar, how are you Mechanich? How do you inaugurate the Kohen Gadol, the new Kohen Gadol? So Rav Adi Bar Ahava says, be'avnet, with the belt. So the Gemara says, hanicha l'man de'omar, avneto shel Kohen Gadol, zeo avneto shel Kohen Hedyot. So if you hold that the avnet of the Kohen Gadol is the same as the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot, then everything works out. Meaning that the avnet of the Kohen Gadol all year round was shatnez tzemer u'pishtim. The Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot, it's not clear what it was. So if you hold that it's also Tzemer Pishtim, and then on Yom Kippur, the Avnet is just Pishtim. So therefore, it's going to be Nicker. It's going to be recognizable that there's been a change here. And the Mela, how Gevaldik is it? That, very Gevaldik, if you want my opinion, that you could be mechanichim with the avnet. So all year round, the avnet of the Kohen Gadol shatnez. So all year round, the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot shatnez. And the mele, this avnet that he's wearing now is going to be different. It's going to be nicker. That it's for the avodah of the Kohen Gadol. So it's gevaldik. So you could be mechanichim with the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot. But with the avnet of Kohen Yom Kippur and the Arab Begodim. Eleman the Omer avnet of Kohen Gadol. Lo zeo avnet of Kohen Hedyot. Ma'ikal ameimar. But according to the Man the Omer, that the avnet of the Kohen Gadol is not the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot. And according to that, what are you going to say? You hold the avnet of the Kohen Gadol is not the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot. It means that the avnet of the Kohen Gadol was what? Kshatnez. The avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was what? Pishtim. And the avnet of Yom Kippur is Pishtim. So there's no nicker, there's no heker, there's no recognition here that this is a different type of avnet. He's just wearing the regular avnet of the Kohen Hedyot. So nothing here is happening special. So Michael Amen was how you know you're reading Amar Abaye. He wears the Shemoyne Begadim and he does a hipuch with a fork and he turns around the Avari Tumid and Shalma Yisrael. Rav Papa Amar, Avoidosoi Michanchosoi. Rav Papa says that the Avoida Siyam Kippurim Atzmo, Michanechat Oto Bikuna Gedola. Since Ein Avoida Siyam Ksheira Elabakoin Gadol, when this Kohen is working, so he's Mischanech with this Avoida. It's very nicker. That this is special for him. Beautiful. Okay. So in the Sefer Mikdash, in the Sefer Gvura Sari, we'll get to the Mikdash stuff momentarily. In the Sefer Gvura Sari, he was made a Ola Nifla, that the Rishonim hold that even Tumas Hadeshan and Yom Kippur is only kosher with the Kohen Gadol. And there's a Man D'Omer in Perek Beis that Tumas Hadeshan. Ein Kohen Loivesh El Shnei Begodim. Mechnesayim Uvuksoinis. You can't be Rabba Psu Belel Yom Kippur, Koitim Tumas Hadesh, and Yikshe Bamei Mechan Chamoise. Alze Leka Litrutse Ba'avne Rubel Behipuch Sinoilo. So we have a problem here. What are you going to do with Tumas Hadesh? And Tumas Hadesh has to be done with the Kohen Gadol. And Tumas Hadesh, you're only wearing two Begodim according to one man the Yomar. So if there's a psul that transpires to the Kohen Gadol on Leil Yom Kippur before the Trumas Hadeshen, the kasha is, how are you mechanichim? How are you mechanich the Kohen Gadol if it happened before the Trumas Hadeshen? You can't say with the Begadim because he's not wearing a special Shemoneh Begadim, and you also can't say or an Avnet at all, and you also can't say Hipuch B'tzinoira because there's no Tumid yet. So that's the kasha, the Gvura Sari. What are you going to do if it happens before the Shumas Hadeshen? For the removal of the Desh from the Zvech? So the Gvura Sari answers, the Havah Tai, that the Man Dharma Shumas Hadeshen doesn't require Arbu Gadim because he holds that it's not an Avoida, and therefore it's enough with two Begadim. And since it's not an Avoida, so then on Yom Kippur it's kasha b'koin hedyot. And that though we say that Shumas Hadeshen requires a koin gadol, that's according to the Man Dharma, it's an Avoida, and it requires Arbu Begadim. So he requires the special Arba Begadim of Yom Kippur And according to the Man D'Amar, according to this Man D'Amar, so in this instance, when you want to be mechanichim, he should do the Chumas Hadeshim with Shmoyne Begadim. And that's the way you're going to be mechanichim. That's what the Gevurah Sari says. However, the Mikdash Dovid in Simon Chof Dalet, Sivkon Aleph, is Doiche, this Terutz of the Gevurah Sari, because the Rambam writes in Perek Dalet, Mehuchas Klei Mikdosh, Halocha Tesvov, She'ein Moishchim Kohen Godol Balayla. You are not allowed to anoint a Kohen Godol at night to make him Kohen Godol. And also, Ein Marbin Oisoi Bibigodim Ela Biyoim. The Ribui Begodim, which is another way of being Mechanic the Kohen Godol, is only done during the day. So the Meshicha must be done during the day, and the Ribui Begodim must be done during the day. That's when you give him the special clothing to make him Kohen Gadol, the Torah's Kohanim. Yalfinan la mikra, in the Torah's Kohanim, we learn this from a pasuk. It says, Biyoim Yimoshach Oisai. On the day, Ibazoi, if there's a psul in the Kohen Gadol at night, Ein shum takona lechanech hakohen hasheni, she akosher l'trumas hadeshen. She trumas hadeshen, he avedas laila. So the psul hands the Kohen Gadol at night, there's no takona lechanech Kohen Gadol. The second coin that he's kosher trumas hadeshen, is an avoid this lie. There's no chinuch at night. There's no chinuch at night. And the Trumas Hadeshen, according to Tosis and Yuma, Daf Rav Zayin Amud Beis, Ikadamri, is only kosher at night. So comes back the kash of the Gevurah Sari. Eich yischanich l'kuna gadayli mir apsul l'koin gadol ha-kavua ba-layla l'fnei Trumas Hadeshen. What are you going to do? When the psul happens at night, so you can't do chinuch at night, so what are you going to do? What are you going to do when you can't do Trumas Hadeshen by day? And you can't do Chinuch at night? Not Ribui Begadim, not Mashiach. So what are you going to do? Noch HaKashe. That, on that, that we say, Pshita Iraboy Psul Koidim Tomit Shel Shachar. Mechan Chinoisoi B'Tomit Shel Shachar. So on that Gemara, Rashi says, "Mechanchen oisoi lozeh hamishamish tachtov b'tomit shel shachar." Your mechanich, this guy, this kohen gadol, that's mishamish instead of him, with the tomit shel shachar. Shiasu tomit shel shachar b'shmoyne begadim v'yem ischanich l'kuna gadol l'kodim shiagia avedas yoyim ha-kipurim. Your mechanichim. For the substitute that he should do the Tomit Shel Shachar with the eight begadim, and he's going to be inaugurated for the Kohuna Gedola before he gets to the Aveda of Yom HaKippurim. Mashma midvorov shel avodas hatomid gufa ein tzorich chinuch. In other words, it's mashma and rashi, but the problem here is not the aved of the tomid. The aved of the tomid is the aved that's done every single day. Now it happens to be that on Yom Kippur you have to do it with the Kohen Gadol, but still it's an everyday aved. So it's mashma that you don't need to inaugurate him as Kohen Gadol for when it comes to, excuse me, Tomid. So we have to understand, on Yom Kippur, the Tomid is only kosher with the Kohen Gadol, like we see on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. And if so, why does Rashi write that Al Yidei HaTomid Yeh Mechunach L'Kohuna Gedoyla Koidim Shiagia La'avid Esiyom HaKippurim? It'll be mechonech for the kahuna gedoyla before the avodas yom kippurim comes around. That's not what Rashi should have said. Rashi should have said is, apparently, that by wearing the ches begadim for the avodas hatamid, it'll be mechonech for the avodas hatamid. That levishas habegadim, since he's wearing the eight begadim, that's mechanechim. The levishas habegadim is mechanech for avod. The wearing levishas habegadim is mechanechim for the Tamid. He needs to be mischanech for the Tamid. needs to be inaugurated for the Tumit, because the Kohen Gadol has to, because the Avodas of Yom Kippur have to be done with the Kohen Gadol. So he needs Chinuch for Kohen Gadol for the Tumit also. So it's a big kasha. And in fact, it's such a good kasha, the Rosh Hashanah asks it. V'yoysil kasha, Mashakasav Rabbeinu Chananel and Rav Papa, who says, Avodosoy mechanchosoy, Zokt Rabbeinu Chananel, Rav Papa, Amar Avodosoy lefnai velefnim, he koivas lekuhuna gedoilo. Wow. Wow. He says that the avoida done in the Kodesh Kedoshim establishes him as the Kohen Gadol. And the Tvor Divre Rabbeinu Chananel Mufloim, Sharei Kabolas Dam HaPar, when he's Makabal the Dam HaPar, and he's Moilichit to the Mizbeach, and when he does the Chafinas HaKtoiris, and he does the Hilochal HaMizbeach, these are done in the Azora, before he goes Lefnai V'Lefnim. That requires a Kohen Kohen Gadol Menatorah L'Kulei Alma. Avodis HaTomit, it's a Machlekes Rishonim, if you require Kohen Gadol min HaTorah b'Yom HaKippurim. I mean, Rambam, Yom Kippur, Perek Aleph, and in the Kesef Mishnah there, in the name of the Ramban, Seder, that's a machloek, is the Rabban and the Eraisa. But when we talk about the Kabbalah's Dama Parva, Halachoso, Chafinus HaKtoris, V'Halachoso, that's done in the Azara, before he gets in the Fanai V'Lefnim, so that's the Kohen Gadol. So how does Rabbeinu Chananel say that he's Mischanech V'Gunu Dol, V'Avos V'Fanai V'Lefnim? He's got to have it beforehand for the Kabbalah's Dama Par and for the Chafinas HaKtoires, which are beforehand. Dan, daran, dan, before he gets, ever gets to the Kodesh Kedoshim. So this is a grosser problem. Okay, we also have to understand that it says in Torah's Kohanim in Parashas Achraimois, in Perek Ches, Piskadalit, V'chiper Asherim Shachoto, Matam would lomar, the fish call a parasha murabe Aaron, and the Aaron at small, minai la rabot kohen acher, and would lomar a sherim shach oto, and the Ella Mashuach Beshemen Amishra, Merube Bugodim, minain, Tamedloimer Vashayamali is Yoder, minain la rabbi is kohen acher amismane, Tamedloimer Vahiper a kohen. So it says, and the kohen who was anointed will be mechaper. What does this teach us? Because the whole parsha is talking about Aaron. I only know Aaron himself. How do I know another Kohen? It says Hashem Shachoyse, who was anointed. I only know Meshuch B'Shem HaMishra was anointed with the Shem HaMishra. Hadron Rebogadim also works with Hashem Malei Yisyada. That's called Tribui Begadim. When it's Malei Yisyada, he's wearing the eight Begadim. How do I know Rabbi, the Rabbi is Kohen Acher HaMitmane? The Rabbi is Kohen Acher, another Kohen, who is appointed. How do we know that? Talmud Loimar, B'chiper HaKoyen. So in the Raivit, he explains, Kohen Acher HaMismane, Minayin Shetzachim Anu Latkin Lo, Kohen Acher, how do we know that we have to prepare for him another Kohen? Sheva Yeh Raboi Psul, lest there be some type of disqualification. B'zoa Takanatei B'mokom Mishicho Riv B'godim. And this preparation, this installation, is going to be in place of the anointing, or the ribui begadim, the many begadim, the eight begadim, that has to be in the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Because you can't anoint him beforehand, you can't give him the Shemoneh begadim beforehand, because of Eva. Ha'askona hazu hi b'mokim mishicha v'ribui begadim. So this haskana, this preparing him, setting him aside, putting him in the bullpen, so to speak, is in place of the Meshicha and the Ribui Begadim. I clearly watch too much baseball as a child. Moi Raiv Raboisa. That's the Raivid, and that's the Rosh, the Rash. Rav Shimshon Mishans, Echad Mibalei HaTesis. V'tzorech Iyun Misugin. But this doesn't stem with our Sugya. Because the Gemara asks, V'amei Mechanchim Oisai. And the Gemara's answer is either ba'avneit or b'shemayne begadim u'mhapich b'tzinoira or avaydosa mechan chasoi. Rega. Barei lomdim mi'apasuk v'chiper ha'kohen sheyesh kohen ha'mismane she'ein tzorech chinuch. We have a Taras Kohanim here. We have a Medrash that tells us that you don't need Chinuch. His Haskana before Yom Kippur is in place of the Mashiach and the Ribui Begadim. You don't need Chinuch. So we see that the Sugya of the Bavli doesn't seem to shtim with the Taras Kohanim, at least as understood by the aforementioned Rishonim. So what are we going to do with all of these quagmires? So there is a wonderful, wonderful sefer called Emek Ephraim, which was written by Hagoyin, Rabbi Ephraim Zurevin, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who was Talmud of Rav Aaron Kotler, actually wrote up a lot of the Mishnas Rabbi Aaron's, and there are some of them anyway, and he was a very, very talented, very gifted scholar who lived in Eretz Yisrael for many years. And so they put out the sefer called Emek Ephraim, wonderful sefer. So he says as follows, that it says later on, and if Ein Beis Omid Beis, ki also Chavdimi Omar Begodim Shekoin Godo, Mishamish Behem, Meshuach Mulchama Mishamish Behem. That the Begodim, that the Kohen Gadol serves in, the Meshuach Mulchama will also serve in. Rashi. Right, there's a Kohen Mashuach Mulchama who's in charge of war, as we see in the Torah. So that Kohen who's Mashuach Mulchama wears the same begadim of the Kohen Gadol, the Shemayne begadim, if he comes to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Shemayemar Uvigdei HaKodesh Asher LaHaroin Yia lebonav acharov, lemisha ba bigdula acharov. Meisiv rabada barahava. So in other words, it's when it's the Gemara Darshan, somebody who's after him in greatness wears these begodim. That's the coin Meshuach Mucham. Meisiv rabada barahava. Amalakadi yochel yehi benoi. Shal Meshuach Mucham mishamish tachtov. Der shabinosh coin gadol mishamish tachtov. I might think that it is passed down to his son. Just like Tikkun Gadol is passed down to the son. So this pasuk that says, "Shivas Yomim Yerushan Hakohen Tachta Mibanav Shoyavo Lo Almoid," the Sharis BaKodesh, the servant of Kodesh Kedoshim, this teaches us that this din of Tachta Mibanav, that the son yarshins the maimut of the father in the kahuna, was only said legabe misha roy lovu al olmoy, misha roy likones lekodesh hakadoshim, the sharis sham biyom hakipurim, the hand of the kohen gadol, mashen kein mashuach mulchama, was not roy lavidas yom hakipurim, like above his, we don't say that his son inherits his status. It's a great word by Rav Kook, that it's not inherited because the war isn't supposed to be something permanent. So it's not passed down to the next generation. Anyway, v'nisa, if you're correct, that according to Meshuach Mucham is Meshamish B'Shari Mois Hashem B'Shemayna B'Gadim, Nech Zechazi, as Bevaday Shu Ra'ui La'Avodat Yom HaKippurim, Ki L'Inyan Avodat Yom HaKippurim, Katuv, V'Chiper HaKohen, Asher Yimshach Ya'oto, Asher Yimalei Et Yado. And this milu yadayim, this minu, this appointment of the kuna gedoyla, is aidei levisha shemone begodim, like it says, v'gdei akod sh'olayim yulavon avachol l'malei bonis yodim. So it emerges that if he is worthy of serving with eight, right, because the pasuk says that the person who had the milu yadayim, who had the shemone begodim, is worthy of doing the avodah yom kippur. And the kohen Meshuach Mucham is worthy of doing the avodah yom kippur. So we have a kasha. We have this braisa that says that a kohen Meshuach Mulchama is not roi lavo al-moed. And therefore, the Gemara, the braisa learns that he doesn't pass it down to his son, because it's only if you're roi lavo al-moed you pass it down to your son. But he is roi lavo al-moed according to what we just said. Because and that's what we saw before. We saw in the Gemara before that it said that the begadim shekohen gadol mishamish behem, gam meshuach mucham mishamish behem. Big day kodesh is share la Aaron yule bana b'acharav. Misha ba b'gedula acharav. The second is sheni b'gedula. Wears those begadim, and if you wear those begadim, then you're also worthy of doing of going lifnai lifnim. You're worthy of going lo'amoid. You're worthy of doing the avoid and yom kippur because you're wearing the begadim. Ad kan midivrei kotshoi shel hagemara. And if what you're saying is true, where's the Shemana Begadim? He's also right Avoid. Says the Gemara, Omer of Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Kochi Koma. This is what the Brisa wants to learn from the Pasuk. Kol she'ikar mishichasa le'oy moid, yatzezeh she'ikar mishichasa le'molchono. That kol koin mashuach, that the yezikar mishicha is le'oy moid, any anointed coin. Who's the Iker Mashiach is for the Almoid, like the Kohen Gadol, he gives over the job to his son. But Yatzezeh, excluding the Kohen Mashiach Mulchama, that his Iker anointing is the Tzarech Mulchama. His Iker anointing is for the sake of war, he's the Kohen who leads them into war, but he's not the Kohen whose Iker Mashiach is for the Almoid. So in Achinami, that's where the Shemayna Begadim. But that's not enough to allow him to give over the tafkid to his son. He wears the Shemayna Begadim. That doesn't mean he can give the avodah to his son, the tafkid to his son, the job to his son. The only person who gives it to his son is if the Iker Mashicha is the Tzarech Avodah Ba'olmoy. But the Iker Mashiach of the Kohen Mashiach Mocham, even though I could do the Avodah and the Omoy, but his Iker Mashiach is for the Sarach HaMolchama, and Memela, he's not Moirish, the Tafkid, he doesn't bequeath it to his son. Ad Kan, Midivrei HaGemara, so we see that according to the Mandiyama that Mashiach Mocham is Rishayim Rishmayim Begadim, he's Taka Royal Avodah Siyam HaKippurim, and that requires a great amount of understanding, because it's pashut that a Mashiach Mocham is not a Kohen Gadol. We see this lahedja in a brayso on 9 gimel amud aleph, and a avodas Yom Kippur requires a Kohen Gadol. We see in Rashi daf hey amud aleph, b'chipur akoyner sheyimshach osav reishimale yisyado lechayin tachas aviv ma tamid loymar. Rashi says im lo lamit shati avoyde b'kohen gadol v'lo kol ha'parashe ba'aron emra. So it's all about Aaron. It's all about the Kohen Gadol. Mefurish came that Mashiach Muhammad Kuliyama doesn't have din Kohen Gadol, because later on the Sugya we say, Vaitana the Lesbe Le'eva Veloka Mishamish. That there's a Tan in the Braisa that isn't Choshesh Latam Shel Eva, and nevertheless, he doesn't worry about Eva, but he also says there's going to be hatred between the Kohen Gadol and the Mashiach Muhammad. And nevertheless, he holds that the Kohen Mashiach Muhammad is not Mishamish B'Shemayna Begadim. The sign is Varm Shemayn Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedyot. So we list various differences between the Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot. And one of them is B'chula Umakrev Oinen. And he brings Karbanos even when he's in Onen. meaning the Kohen Gadol, brings a carbon even when he's an Oneh. Unlike a Kohen Hedjet. B'chol avodos Yom HaKippur ain't sheres elabo. And all the avodas of Yom Kippur are only kosher with him. V'kulan einogos m'shoch mocham achutz mehidvar m'amurim b'parsha. All the avodas of Yom Kippur are only kosher with the Kohen Gadol and not the Kohen Hedyot. V'chilas le'eva b'tchavasei b'tzut m'nei yisle. So all of the halachas are not knowing Meshuach Muhammad, that are knowing the Kohen Gadol, except for the five things that are said in the parasha. And therefore, Kohen Gadol, that are knowing the Meshuach Muhammad, and that is that the Kohen Gadol, and then the Meshuach Muhammad is also lo poreya. He doesn't let his hair grow for avelus. He doesn't rip his clothing. He's not matam of the krovov. He's mitzvah al v'su. He's mitzvah al man. He's machzer tzeach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Chacham, not. That those are the only dinim that he has. And you see, therefore, he's not choshish mishum eva, because all the dinim kohen gadol are noyed b'kohen. So we see there's no choshish eva. Because he holds, this Tana holds, that the Meshuach, Sha'ava, who used to be Kohen Gadol, he's still Meshamish B'Shemayna B'Gadim. It says in the Brice of Akula Noagos B'Meshiach Sha'ava, and one of them is that he's Meshamish B'Shemayna B'Gadim. And nevertheless, he holds that Meshuach Mocham is not Meshamish B'Shemayna B'Gadim. So you see that even though he's not Choshish Re'eva, still, the Kohen the Sha'avar, even though he's not Choshish Re'eva, the Kohen Sha'avar is not Meshamish B'Shemayna B'Gadim. The Gemara is Doicha, the Kohen, even though he's not Choshish Re'eva, because we see that the Kohen Sha'avar is Choshish, is Meshamish B'Shemayna B'Gadim, nevertheless, the Meshuach Mochama is not Meshamish B'Shemayna B'Gadim. That's what it means. There's no Eva issue. And yet he's not Meshamish B'Shemayna B'Gadim. So even though there's no Eva, and you see he's not choshish for Eva because the Kohen She'ovar is wearing he has the Dine Kohen Gadol. He's wearing the Shemana Begadim. If he was choshish for Eva, he would answer him. Because it's an Ayur Eva of the Kohen Gadol, the present Kohen Gadol. And nevertheless, this Tana, even though he's not choshish for Eva, he still holds that a Meshuach Muhammad isn't wearing the Shemana Begadim. So you see that the not wearing the Shemana Begadim is not Mitam Eva. And the Gemara's teretz is no, ki les le'eva. When does the Tanin not choshish le'eva b'chut the say? In other words, a Kohen Gadol shavu b'gedulah soy the Kohen Gadol. Like a Kohen Gadol shavu mitafkidoi. So the former Kohen Gadol there, there's no chashash eva. He doesn't care if he wears the eight begadim, because he's equal. But the zutur minei, if he's katan, in other words, a Kohen Meshuach Mochama, it isn't the Milo, doesn't have the Milo Kohen Gadol. So there the Tana holds there is an Eva problem. So it's taka because of Eva that the Kohen Hedyot is not wearing the Shemayna Begadim. That the Kohen Meshuach Mochama is not wearing the Shemayna Begadim. So even according to the Mandar Meshuach Mochama, is Meshamish B'Shemayna B'Gadim, according to our brides, the Meshuach Mochama is not Meshamish B'Shemayna B'Gadim. But even according to the Mandi Amar that Meshuach Melchama is Misham Bishu Shemana Begadim, nevertheless, he's still not Makrav and he's an Einain, and that's because he's not the Kohen Gadol. As Rashi says in Har Yasi Beis on the Beis, Mutei Meshuach Melchama Dein Makrav Einan, about Kohen Gadol Makrav Einan, Bein Meru Begadim, Bein Rishon Shechoizel Abadasa Filusheni, Bein Shem Bechal Kuna Gadol, Afuka Meshuach Melchama, Lula Bechal Kuna Gadol Lehu. So Rashi is talking about that Raisa, Meshuach Melchama is Misham Bishu Begadim. So Meshuach Melchama is Misham Bishu Begadim, but still, he's not Makrav Einan. Why? Because he's not the Kohen Gadol. We also see in the Braisa that a Meshuach Melchama is an Oved B'Yom Kippur, even though he's Meshamish B'Shemayna Begadim. It doesn't help that he's Meshamish B'Shemayna Begadim. He's still not working on Yom Kippur. As we saw before in the Braisa, that in other words, we have a brisa over here on Daf and Gimel, but the Gemara learns that the brisa is saying that the Meshuach Melchama is Meshamish B'Shemayna Begadim, but he's clearly not doing the Avoid of the Kohen Gadol, because again, as we see in Rashi and Daf Hey, the Avoid, it can't be that he's doing the Avoid of the Kohen Gadol, because Kol HaParashah B'Aaron Nemra. So we have to understand how we say that Lamad Yom Meshuach Melchama Meshamish Beches Begadim Mechzi Chazi L'Avodis Yom HaKippurim. It can't be. Avodis Yom HaKippurim is not Ksherev Meshuach Melchama. Meshuach Melchama is not the Kohen Gadol. And then we can't do the Avodis Yom HaKippurim. So we want to understand the Braisa that seems to say that the Meshuach Melchama can do the Avodis Yom HaKippurim because Meshamish B'Shemayna Begadim Ma'apitom is not the Kohen Gadol. We want to understand the Torah's Kohen that seems to argue with the Gemara. That the Gemara says that you're Mechanech B'Avneit B'Ches B'Gadim U'Mahapich B'Tzinor Shabadasim Mechan Chosoi, and the Torah's Kohen seems to say that no, just Haskana, just setting him aside as Kohen Gadol is enough. You don't need Chinuch La'Avodah. We want to understand Rabbeinu Chananel, then you're mechanichim the avodah when he goes lefnai lefnim, but what about the avodahs that come before that? Kabbalah stama parbo lechaso v'chafinis haktores. What is he going to do before he becomes Kohen Gadol? Before he's mechanich l'avodah. And we also want to understand what happens if it happens at night, the Kohen Gadol becomes tamei at night. So how are you going to be mechanech the new Kohen Gadol for the Trumas HaDeshen? Now it'll be mechanech at night. And how come Rashi seems to say that for the idea Tamid is going to be mechonech lekuna gedola before he gets the Avodas Yom HaKippurim? No, he has already to be mechonech lekuna gedola for the Tamid Shel Shachar. So sweet friends, we really have our work cut out for us. And hopefully in a future shiur, in the second segment of this shiur, we will see Neflos Mitaras Hashem, and we will answer all the kashas, and it's going to be fantastic, okay? So please, please, please stay tuned. B'li Neder, we'll continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.